This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, once again, this is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And once again, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you that opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication, that opportunity for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and to have the opportunity for a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you refer to as your higher self or your inner consciousness. And as always, once again, that information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, while you may not perceive it as being within your grasp at the conscious level, nonetheless, many times is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And once again, many times that information is available from your subconsciousness at times when it assists you in your understanding and creation of this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And so we encourage you to be involved in that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information, but as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we suggest over and over and over that this reality that you experience in your vibrational level is an illusionary reality that's a validation of beliefs that you hold. Beliefs that you hold at various levels of consciousness. And it has an illusion. It's a reality that you are responsible for the creation of, and a reality that you, as individuals and as a human consciousness, create and exist within completely. You exist within each and every atom that exists in your vibrational level throughout your entire universe, if you wish. And that becomes very difficult to grasp at your conscious level. It becomes very difficult at the conscious level to accept the responsibility for your entire universe. And yet the entities existing within your vibrational level create that reality. It becomes easier for you to understand if you can grasp the concept that it's illusion. It only exists because you believe it exists. It doesn't mean it's insignificant. It means that it's an illusion. And because that's an illusion, you can alter it, you can change it. Not only can, but do. You see, that's the irony. When you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that you refer to as the veil, you limit your capacity to understand in your awakened consciousness state, and indeed in all of the levels of consciousness that you experience in this limited fashion that you desire to experience. You don't accept the responsibility for this reality because of the limitations you hide from the reality which is your creation. You hide from the understanding that it is your experience, and that it is your creation, and that it is your beliefs that are being validated and are responsible for the reality that you experience, and for this entire vibrational level, and for your entire universe. We suggested as well that in your awakened consciousness, that should you have that understanding of who and what you truly are, then it would be difficult for you to remain within this vibrational level, and indeed you would be looked upon as being someone who is entirely removed from what you might refer to as the same type of experience in your awakened consciousness level. You would be an individual who would have difficulty functioning within the limitations that you put in place of the belief systems in your human consciousness, in your societal and your individual experiences and belief systems. And if you were to hold that understanding at your conscious level, chances are that you would not remain in this society, and with this vibrational level you would leave. For you exist in this vibrational level because you choose to, and you exist in this vibrational level by voluntarily agreeing to maintain and to sustain that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You choose to have that limitation. You choose to experience a reality that appears to be beyond your control. In your awakened consciousness state, your so-called ego, that consciousness spark of experience, has difficulty in accepting the possibility that it's within your capacity, not only within your capacity, but that you do exist within each and every atom of the entire universe. Your awakened conscious mind questions, how could that be? How is it possible to function that way? And yet, we have suggested many times that even within your physical being, within your physical body, there are elements that you have chosen to put in place that have the capacity to give a potential possibility for experiences to come into your so-called particular incarnational period that are based upon beliefs that you hold, and that you have the capacity to alter from your conscious state. Experiences that have the potential to come into your reality as a result of belief systems that are stored within your DNA. And as a result of the alteration of those belief systems, you can indeed alter the DNA, and as a result of the alteration of that DNA, take what is a potential experience from a probability to a possibility, or vice versa, so that it either can come or leave the experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level, in this reality, in this incarnational period. You have the capacity to have that influence upon the energy that surrounds the DNA as a result of what it is that you feel and what it is that you choose and what it is that you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state. You have that capacity to have that influence upon a belief system that was put in place at another level of your conscious state. You can, through your scientific experimentation, validate that particular statement, that particular reality, that particular belief system, that it's within your capacity to alter your DNA, and that your DNA contains within it aspects of potential realities for you to experience in this incarnation period. What you have difficulty proving from your scientific point of view is that that DNA is actually put in place from belief systems that you hold in various levels of your consciousness that are not your so-called conscious state. See, in your awakened conscious state,
you believe that you're in control of certain aspects of your reality, but not of others. You have difficulty once again in understanding that you exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. And yet, you can look within your physical being, and within your physical being there are a multitude of activities being processed and carried out constantly by your subconsciousness that are not in any way seemingly controlled directly by your conscious state of mind. Activities that are carried out on a continual basis that seem to have a mind of their own, if you wish. You have this capacity for your cells within your physical being to carry out activities, continuous exchange of information between each other, continuous activities of building and rebuilding various aspects of yourselves, continuous activities of challenges going on between various cells within your bodies, continuous activities of the exchange of information between those cells, much more complex than the seemingly unconscious acts that you carry out through breathing and the beating of your heart. Activities that are carried out by the consciousness that exists within each and every cell of your entire being. And yet that consciousness that exists within each and every cell of your entire being can be and is influenced by what it is that you believe. And what it is that you believe can be and is influenced by what it is that you desire. And what it is that you desire can be and is influenced by your thoughts and feelings, by your choices and decisions, by your imagination. All areas that are within the capacity of influence of your conscious mind, that you can accept within that influence of your conscious mind, that you can indeed know what it is that you choose, the choices that you make and the decisions that you make, know what it is that you desire. Utilize your imagination. Understand what your thoughts and feelings are. You can accept that that's within the capacity of your awakened consciousness that. And those thoughts and feelings and desires and imagination indeed influence your belief systems, influence the subconsciousness that exists within each and every cell of your entire being, and can influence how you experience certain illnesses or experience certain wellness within that physical being. You can accept that as being a possibility, that how you think and feel, the choices that you make, can indeed have an influence upon your physical being. And as a result of the influence upon that physical being, have an influence upon that subconsciousness that exists within each and every cell. You can understand that, you can accept that. It becomes more difficult for you to accept that it's the same type of thoughts and feelings. It's the same procedures in terms of what it is that you desire, your imagination, what it is that you, as a human consciousness, believe is a possibility that influences and creates the entire universe. For that, it becomes much more difficult for you to accept the responsibility. And yet one is no more abstract than the other. It's an illusion. It's an illusion which has significance. It's an illusion which has importance, but that does not alter the fact that it's an illusion. It's an illusion that you choose to participate in. It's an illusion that you create to validate the beliefs that you hold, be they human consciousness belief systems that you agree to participate in and to sustain, or whether it's societal belief systems that you agree once again to participate in and to sustain, or whether it's your individual belief systems that you put in place and choose and hold as being absolutes that you create and are responsible for your physical being, for the reality that you experience in your interactions with other entities, and indeed for the very reality that you experience not only within this earth system but within the entire universe that also has an influence upon this earth that you exist on, all within your control. And that becomes difficult to accept. That becomes difficult to understand. But if you can accept that it's an illusion, if you can accept that it exists to validate the beliefs that you hold, then it becomes a possibility for you to accept the belief that you can alter it. You can alter it. Once again, the irony of it is that you alter it whether you believe it or not. That's the irony. Do you ever question, from a physical and awake conscious state, how it is that certain individuals existing within a society can experience some type of what you refer to as a natural catastrophe? And as a result of that natural catastrophe, those individuals seemingly suffer tremendous losses. Both losses in terms of physical difficulties, losses in human lives, losses in terms of what they have in their so-called abundance, losses of their homes, entire catastrophes. And yet that same natural occurrence can happen in another part of your so-called earth system, in a different society, where the beliefs are different, where the individuals within that society hold different societal belief systems and different individual belief systems. And while the catastrophe, this natural catastrophe, can seem to be as huge, if you wish, as any other natural catastrophe or similar natural catastrophes that have occurred in different societies, and yet within that society that has the belief systems that they are worthy individuals, belief systems that they are within the capacity to control their realities to a certain extent, belief systems and beliefs that they are not about to experience those types of realities, that they're not going to be victimized not only by individuals within their society but even by natural catastrophes. And when that natural catastrophe is experienced within their society, the losses are almost nil in terms of physical discomfort or human loss of life. Why is that? We would suggest it's because of belief systems, societal and individual. We would suggest that even within the societies that experience these natural disasters, and there are huge losses of both monetary and human life, that there are individuals who seemingly escape for no apparent reason, almost miraculously, the effects of that natural disaster. Why is that? Some would say it's fate. Some look upon it and say, well, it was a miracle. we would suggest it's a validation of belief systems. It's really that simple. When individuals are involved in a abusive situation, or when individuals are involved in a natural occurrence of some type of catastrophe, and they become victims, we would suggest that they are victims by choice. We would suggest that it's a validation of their belief system. As difficult as that is to accept, if you can't accept it, then the opposite and only other alternative is that you have no control. The only other alternative is that some other force is controlling your reality. The only other alternative is that you are not in control of any aspect of your reality. For you see, you cannot be in control of a portion and without being in control of it all, or you can't suggest that there are some entities or some other forces that are in control of this portion of your reality, but you can control this. You can't have it part ways. You're either in control or you're not. And if you choose to believe that you're not in control, the irony of it is that you make that choice, and as a result of making that choice, this stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate it, the belief that you hold that you're not in control. If you wish to believe that you're in control of a small portion of the reality but not this other part, this part's more difficult, then the more difficult part becomes a reality that's validated through a belief system that you hold that it's difficult and it shall be difficult. But you're still in control. It's a validation of your belief system. It's just a validation of what it is that you desire to experience. Individuals existing within a natural catastrophe who believe that they will have everything destroyed and that they are not in control will have that belief system validated. That's the reality. And that's the irony. The reality you experience is a validation of what it is that you believe. It's a validation of what it is that you desire to experience. It's a validation of your belief systems. In the stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the belief system from a position of absolute unconditional love without judging whether it's right or wrong. If you choose to believe that there are all of these aspects going on within your physical body that are beyond your capacity to control, then the spot of consciousness that you are will validate that belief system. If you believe that diseases that are occurring within your body are beyond your capacity to control, then the spark of consciousness that you are validates that belief system and gives you that experience and does so from a position of absolute and unconditional love without judgment as whether it's right or wrong. If you believe that the health or the physical attributes that are occurring throughout your body are within your belief system and are within your capacity to control, and that you can make certain choices and decisions that will influence your health system and what it is that you experience, then once again the stock of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the belief system, and you can have that. If you as a human consciousness choose to believe that this earth system that you're existing in is going to experience all types of turmoil, then the spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality to validate the belief system without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad for you. It does so from a position of absolute and unconditional love. You control the entire universe that you exist within. It's a validation of your belief system as individuals, as a society, and as a human consciousness. You do that. You see, that's the irony. You do that. It's not like it's something that you have to learn how to do. It's not something that's foreign to your so-called subconsciousness. It's how you exist within this vibrational level. You do that. Now, we suggest that if you wish to alter your reality, know what it is that you desire. Well, the subconsciousness, the spark of consciousness that you are, knows what it is that you desire. It knows what it is that you believe. It knows what it is that you think and feel. And it creates the reality to validate the belief that it knows you hold. Without judging as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad. Right or wrong, good or bad is an awake human consciousness concept, does not exist at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality. The spark of consciousness that you own gives to you that which you desire. If you desire to believe that you're not in control, you will have all types of realities to validate that belief system. If you desire to believe that it's not within your capacity to control your reality from a conscious state, then you will have that reality. If you desire to believe that it is within your capacity to control your reality from a conscious state, then you can have that as well. This is not something that's foreign to your so-called spark of consciousness, to your subconsciousness. It's something that has existed within your vibrational level since your so-called beginning of time. For you to accept it consciously in your so-called new age and new energy, it becomes much easier for you to consciously influence those realities and those belief systems, if you believe. If you believe. The irony of it is, once again, that this experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state is a validation of the beliefs you hold. It gives to you that which you desire. Now, many would suggest that that's a difficult concept to accept, particularly if your experience is less than a desirable one in your so-called awakened consciousness state. But what we're suggesting is that the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong. It simply gives to you that which you desire. It validates the beliefs that you hold. If you don't like your reality, change your beliefs. And once again, many of you can accept that if you change your beliefs, and as a result of various choices and decisions that you make, and a result of your thoughts and feelings that influence those choices and decisions, and as a result of your imagination and being very specific about what it is that you desire, that you can indeed have the capacity to influence your physical being. You can indeed have the capacity to influence the health that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You can accept that. And as a result of that belief system, and as a result of that desire, as a result of being specific about what it is that you wish to experience, as a result of the choices and decisions, you influence that subconsciousness that exists throughout your entire being. And as a result of the influence upon your subconsciousness, you literally do control the physical capacity and ability for you to experience your so-called good health systems in your awakened consciousness state. Yes, if you can accept to some perhaps limitation that how you choose to live within your awakened consciousness state influences the health that you experience. And that's as a result, once again, of influencing a belief system. And as a result of altering the belief system, you alter the conscious experience that you have in this vibrational level. Were you to be in any other vibrational level, the experience of creation is very similar. The difference is that in the other vibrational levels, entities understand that the realities that they experience are a result of a validation of belief systems. And as a result of that understanding, it becomes much more difficult to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that you experience in this vibrational level, which is, as we have suggested many times, the reason you choose to exist within this vibrational level in the first place. Because you desire to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. You desire to experience that emotions and feelings from a reality experience that seems to be beyond your capacity to control. Seems like it's being influenced and controlled many times by other entities. And as a result of your, once again, putting in place that electromagnetic type of energy, you create the capacity to experience a reality that allows you, in your awakened consciousness state, to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not duplicated in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation. Your choice. Your choice. But until you accept that it's your choice, until you accept that the entire reality that you have in this vibrational level is simply a validation of your belief systems and that you are in control of the entire experience, then it becomes difficult for you to consciously have an influence on the alteration of the entire universe. Many accept that you can influence certain aspects of the reality, particularly aspects that are involved in your physical day-to-day activities. But beyond that, it becomes much more difficult. And even certain aspects of your so-called physical activities are, for some entities, very easy to alter or to experience realities that you feel like you are in control of, while for others it's much more challenging. Some entities have absolutely no difficulty in experience that involves relationships, while for others it's a very difficult experience. While for that same individual who seems to have difficulty in experiencing relationships that are rewarding relationships, they on the other hand may have absolutely no problem experiencing the creation of abundance in their conscious state, while other individuals have difficulty in experiencing and creating abundance. You see, for one, it's real. But for the other, it's simply an expression of a desire of what it is that you wish to bring into your reality. The irony of it is that for each and every entity existing within your vibrational level, it's simply a validation of what it is that you believe. What do you believe? If you wish to change your reality, change your belief. It's within your capacity to change your individual belief systems quite readily. More difficult for societal, but not impossible. And much more difficult for your so-called human consciousness belief systems, but once again, not impossible. And as a result of the alteration of those various levels of belief systems, you can alter your individual day-to-day activities. You can alter the reality that's experienced within your society, and you can even, as a human consciousness, alter the reality that's experienced within your entire universe. Your choice. It's your reality. It's your belief systems, and it's your validation. It's illusionary, and it is a result of being illusionary. It's very easy for you to alter your right to believe. Now, we would rest for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them. In the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact, you have but to express the intent. And we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. So we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.